tell us about carfentanil as a substance. What is it and how powerful is it?
So carfentanil was developed in the mid-1970s by a pharmaceutical company. Primarily, it was eventually used for a synthetic opioid, but they became very clear to its potential power and in terms of how strong it was. And basically, it then was used for a tranquilizer for large game animals such as elephants and rhinoceros and other extremely large animals. It never made its presence available for use for human use. In fact, some of the data as far as the lethality regarding how it interacts with humans is somewhat limited. However, it has been determined to be in the order of about 100 times more potent than fentanyl, which in and of itself can be lethal at the 2 milligram range. So this is 100 times more potent than that. So we're talking micrograms of material would potentially be fatal when it comes into contact with a human.
So you're saying that, you know, fentanyl is sometimes used to treat pain in humans, but carfentanil, not for humans at all, for large game animals.
That's correct.
Okay. How do you think it got into the drug supply?
Well, the first question is this an issue with diversion from a legitimate supply? And from all of our indications, this is not the case whatsoever. There's very a limited supply of carfentanil available in our country. Unfortunately, it was available in another countries, namely China, is where they our intelligence has come that is probably the source of the carfentanil at this point. It is out of our country and most likely China.
And what is the extent of the presence of carfentanil in New Hampshire, as far as you know?
Well, as was relayed yesterday at a news conference, in fact, yesterday was the first confirmed existence of carfentanil in our state. We actually had to receive a known standard yesterday, and then we were able to run that against some of our forensic samples. So to date, we have 3 confirmed cases as far as forensic samples in the state of New Hampshire.
How much extra Narcan would someone in the midst of an overdose need to recover from overdose caused by carfentanil?
Well, again, anecdotally, we've heard from our partners with the EMS field as far as the first responders, and they're having to use anywhere from, you know, 2 to 5 to 6 additional dosage units. And those are the cases where the individual might respond to the Narcan. Obviously, as was reported yesterday, there have been 3 deaths associated with carfentanil in addition to the 3 forensic samples. So obviously, there are some situations where the Narcan would just not be enough to revive individuals.
And it was reported yesterday that carfentanil is also potentially more dangerous than the usual fentanyl to first responders. In what way is it more dangerous?
When it's this potent in by itself, you can actually ingest this through a transdermal type of application. In other words, if you touch it with your bare skin, it can actually absorb into your body that way. So it's very important for first responders to be protected, even by using some sort of glove protection. There have been instances where, depending on the amount, that inhalation can be an issue as well.
Has the discovery of carfentanil in New Hampshire changed the way the police are approaching this problem?
Well, certainly we put out officer safety alerts. The Bureau of Emergency Management has also sent out notices to all EMTs throughout the state to as their role as first responders to be aware of the dangers associated with not only fentanyl in the past, but certainly carfentanil, and just to alert them how to handle this. And as far as the officers, we've recommended no field testing occur.
Is there anything else you think people should know about this?
Obviously, we're just trying to get the word out what it is, how the dangers associated with that. you cannot tell the difference between heroin and fentanyl, and certainly not between fentanyl and carfentanil. So you literally are rolling the dice with any sort of batch or dosage unit that you're purchasing on the street. The message is to get help. If you know anyone that struggles with addiction, to get them help, because we've obviously made everyone aware that unfortunately, carfentanil is here in New Hampshire, and you know it's urgent to get those individuals the help they need immediately. And because the unfortunate news would be the next batch might be the last one that they would take.
Tim Pfeiffer, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.